Dilma lohi. Maybe no, maybe this is not the machlokes Reb Lez and Chachamim. I'll tell you like this. Ad kan lo kama Reb Lez and Chachamim. When did Reb Lez say his din? Maybe only over here by Teya. Here is something special. I'll tell you why. Ela demigo di boy mafkulu lo nechsei. True. This person that went to pick off the fruits was an usher, was a rich person. So he is not allowed to take the Teya for himself. But he has a migu, if he wants to, he can make himself poor. The boy mafkelu l'nichse, he can make all his nechassim hefker. He could say goodbye to all my nechassim. All his $1 million of property he gives away, he's mafkelu them. There be yoni, then he'll become an oni. If you don't have $200, you're an oni. V'chazilei, and then you'll be able to take the payah for yourself. Once you can take it for yourself, then there's a new svara. Of umigu de zochel l'nafshei, zochel l'chavri. Something that you could do for yourself, so it's not worse than you do it for yourself. It's like you took it for yourself, and once you took it for yourself, now you have a right to give it to whoever you want. A teifus labal chayv means, we're your Shimon's friend. You're taking this money now away from Reuben to give it to Shimon. Can you take the money for yourself? No, it has nothing to do with you. So then you can't grab it for somebody else when it's a chaf for somebody else. But a migul, when you could take it for yourself, then we say for yourself, you have a right to take it. That's not called a tofas labal chayv. You're taking it for yourself. Like Reuven, like Shimon himself. If Shimon himself would come down and take the money away from Reuven, of course he's allowed to. So therefore, if you would be an oni, you could take the payah for yourself. So migu, you could take it for yourself. That's a swar we consider as if you have it, and now you're giving it over to your friend. So maybe that's why Reb Lezer says, you could be koina. Only over here. Aval hochalai, but in our case before, by Teifus Labal Chayv, where the money does not go to you, there's no way that you should get the money, maybe Reb Lez agrees you cannot grab it for somebody else. Further, V'yad kan lo kama Rabbanon Hosam, I'll tell you also, why did the Rabbanon say here by Peya? Nothing doing. The Asher cannot take this the Peya. For the Oni, Ela Dechsir, because it is a special Pasuk. The Pasuk says by Peya, Lo Salakate, don't take it, Loni. Really, the Pasuk says, really, this is the end of the Pasuk. Lo Salakate, he can't take it. But rather, Loni Tazavos, he's supposed to leave it for the Aniyim. So we dash in a smichas like this, as if the Pasuk is telling us, Loi salakit loi liyoni, that you cannot collect it for an oni. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Like, read it together. Loi salakit loni. If you're an usher, if you're a rich person, you have no right to collect it, pay it, to give it to an oni. So there's a special gzeros akosiv in the pasha of payah that you cannot take it for somebody else. Avol hochaloi, but maybe by regular money matters, when you want to grab the money for your friend, maybe there you could. So therefore, we have no proof that that's the machlokes we are blessing the Rabbanon all over. It could be the special machlokes only by Teya and not by other places. Now the Gemara says so, for Rabbi Eliezer, that says even by Teya, yes, the usher could take the Teya for another oni. If so, hain loy salakat mai ovidle. What does he do with this pasuk that says clearly, loy salakat lioni? You should not collect it for an oni. What does he do with this pasuk? So Gemara answers, Mi boyele lihazir liyoni yashaloi. He uses this pasuk to teach us what's going to be if an oni. An oni himself that has a field and grows fruits on it, he could be an oni. He doesn't make enough money to live on. So he's still called an oni. He still has to leave all the peya. That's the chiddush over here. Like Rashi says, oni haruya lito peya. An oni that's poor doesn't make his own living. He's allowed to take peya. V'yeshloi sudden, he has his own field. His hero akosel oniach bapeya. The pasuk is still telling you, you still have to leave over at the end of your fields peya for other aniyim. That's what the pasuk means. Loi salakit loni means if you're a nani, you can't take it for yourself. In other words, you have to leave it over for other aniyim. But our koponim was saying that's not the machlekes here. It's a special machlekes only by peya. You can't learn now from other places. Then the Mishnah says a chum said back that it's a schus for an eved to go out free, it's something good for him. Why? Because anyway, if the master wanted to stop feeding him, the master has a right not to feed him. So what does he lose him by going out free? So Gemara says, L'chura shamat mino, we should have a proof from our Mishnah, that yochol harav loimer, the master has a right to say, le'eved, to his eved kenani, asei mi v'en izonach, I want you to work for me. I bought you. You belong to me. You have to work for me. But I don't want to feed you. The master has a right to say that. That's chur. That's what the Chum say in our Mishnah. That when the master gives his Eved shichrur, the Eved is not losing out anything. Because it wasn't for sure that the master had to support him, had to give him the food. So you see, the master has the right to say, work and I won't support you. And that's the big Kiddush. The chur, you can't do like that. If he's your Eved Kanani, you still have to give him food to eat. So Mara says, no, there's no proof in our Mishnah. I tell you, hocha b'mayaskinon, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? Hocha b'mayaskinon, the omalei, where the master told his Eved, tzei maisa yodecha, take your work, maisa yodecha means the work of your hands, take the work of your hands, limzoy nasecha, keep it for your food. In other words, I can't stop tell you to work for me, give me all the pay, and I don't feed you, that no. Of course I have to feed you. But if I don't want to feed you, I have a right to say, take your paycheck like and buy your own food. That you could do. So Gemara says, if so, the kavosa the same way you want to tell me Gabi Isha. That when the Mishnah says by an Isha, a husband has no right to say, I won't support you, it's talking about the same case. The omelo that the husband told his wife, see maisi yadecho l'mzoynasecho. Take the paycheck that you make and keep it for your food. In other words, I'm not going to feed you. But you're going to have money because you're working. Take your paycheck and keep it for yourself. So is that true? Fred the Gemara, if so, Isha, my loy? Isha, why can't the husband do that? The husband's allowed to do that also. The husband can't stop tell his wife, I won't support you and give me a paycheck. But if the husband tells his wife, listen, the paycheck that you make, keep it and support yourself, he has a right to say that. So why does our Mishnah say in Isha, the husband cannot do it, only by an Eved? So Mara says like this, I'll tell you, we're talking about Isha, but Loi Safka. We're talking about a case, even if the husband told his wife, keep your paycheck and support yourself, we're talking about where her paycheck does not support her. She does not make enough money, but Loi Safka, she does not make enough money to support herself. So therefore, the husband has to give her the rest of the money. So Gemara asks, if so, Eved Nami, but the Loi Safik. Eved could also be talking about the same case, where the Eved is not making enough money. So then how come the master does not have to feed him? Why doesn't the master have to feed his Eved then? So my answer is, Avdo de Nuhum Karse, Leishav Yilamor Lamosa, Lamaimis Boy. There is Avdo, an Eved Kanani you have. The Naham Karse, the bread that goes into his stomach. Leishav Yilamor, if he can't make enough money for his work that he does not even pay for his own food he eats, if so, Lamor and Lamor, Salamimus Boy, what is the master holding on to such an Eved for? What do you gain by him? You're a losing deal here. You have to pay more money to support him, to feed him, than he's working for you. So obviously we're talking about that about an Eved, you do not have to give him more money. In other words, more than he makes. That's a svar pshuta. You do not have to feed him more than he works. If he only makes $10 worth, you do not have to give him more than $10 worth of food. But maybe that's much you do have to. If so, from our Mishnah, again, there's no proof. It could be our Mishnah talking about where the master does have to feed him. But we're talking about v'delei safka, that the master told his Eved, listen, you work and keep the money for yourself, but he does not make enough money to support himself. So in such a case, Allah is the Adon, the master does not have to feed, does not have to give him more. If so, when the master frees him now, when you free your Eved, he's not losing out anything. Because it's never the pshat like a wife that she gains. The wife gains on the deal because her own support is not enough. She can't make enough money to support herself. In such a case, the husband has to give her more money. So now when she gets a get, she's losing out. She doesn't get that extra money. But by an Eved, we never have this case. An Eved never gets more support than he makes. So now when the Adon, the master, frees him, very good. I'm free. I'm not going to work for you. I'll work for myself. Now, the money you make, you'll be happy with it. There's no loss, you're not losing out anything, because you never receive from your master more than the work that you make, than your own paycheck. So therefore, for an Eved to go out free, it's a complete schus. He's stopping work, he's not an Eved anymore. Therefore, the Chum say it's a schus for an Eved to go out free. But we do not have any proof if a master has a right to tell his Eved Kanani, work for me and I will not support you. We don't have any proof. This Gemara says, Toshima, come let me bring you another proof maybe. Toshima. So look like this. Eved shegola liyore miklat. You had an Eved Kanani that killed another Jew b'shoigeg by mistake. So look, he has to go to the Yore miklat. So look, ain rabbi chayim lezoinai. that the master does not have to send along food to support his Eved in the Yoram Miklut. For lo yod, and not only that, Eved Kanani just said. And Eved Kanani we're talking about. For lo yod, not only this, Ela Shemaisa Yodav L'Rabbi, that the paycheck that the Eved is going to do work there in that city goes back to the master. So if so, it says clearly here, the master does not have to support him, and plus he gets his paycheck. So Shema Min of Merit's a proof that Yochel Rav Loima, the master, has a right to say Li'ebet to his Eved Kanani, I say me, I want you to work for me, V'yeni Zonach, and I won't support you. Because that's the case now, that the Eved went to Yoram Miklut, so his paycheck goes back to his master, and the master does not have to feed him. Oh, he'll have to go around collecting stock, Rashi says. He'll have to go around on the Pesachim. He'll have to go around begging for money. Sumer says, no, Hochem Elayaskin, what we're talking about over here, the Omaloi, the master told the Eved, say, Mais Yedechlem Zonasecha. Where the master told the Eved, keep your paycheck for your food. That's what we're talking about. If so, Yochem, that's the case, Mais Yodav, then the paycheck that the Eved makes, Amayla Rabboi, what does it say, goes back to the master, it should go to the Eved to keep for his food. The master is not feeding him now. And you're telling me now the only way that works is if the master tells him, keep your own paycheck for the food. So why does the Eved have to give the paycheck back to the master? The Gemara says, Lahadofa. In a case where the Eved, like a normal case, makes much more than he needs for food. So true, the $10 that he needs for food, he keeps. But the rest of the money that he makes, he has to give back to his master. All right, turn over. Tell the Gemara Teretz, Lahadofa. Where the Eved, the normal case, makes more money than he has to, than he needs. So Mar asks, Hadofa Pshita. If that's the case, what do you have to tell me this? Pshita, the extra money, goes back to the master. Like this Eved is still an Eved Kanani. So still whatever he makes goes to his master. So Pshita, if he has what to eat, that the extra money should go back to the master. What do we have to say that for? So Mar says, no, we need it, we need the Chiddush here. Because Mal, the same I would have thought to say, Kivon dechilaslei lo yoyevlei. Since if he doesn't have enough food, he doesn't have to give him. If he doesn't make enough money, he doesn't have to give him. Ki istlei nami lo lishkriminei. Even in the case when the slave, when the Eved now made a lot of money, maybe he's allowed to hold on to the money, because the Rashi says maybe tomorrow he won't make the money. Like he's allowed to have a little savings, because he doesn't. He's not sure every day he'll make money. So true, today he made a lot of money. But I would have thought to say, since he's not getting any support at all from his master, maybe the money that he makes, even the extra money, he's allowed to save up to keep it in hand. Kamash Mala, know that at the paycheck that you make, you're only allowed to keep the exact amount that you need for yourself or the food you need. But anything more than that, you have to give it right away back to your master. So Gemara says, if that's the case, so be it so, Umayshna Liyora Miklut. What is the story? What does the Brass have to say? The case is that the Eved Kanani had to go to the Yoram Miklut. The same halacha would apply in a normal case where the master told his Eved, listen, I don't want to feed you anymore, but rather the money that you make, take off the money for your food and the rest give me. What do we have to have the case that he went to the Yoram Miklut for? So Gemara said there's a chiddush here. There's something new. Because really, if I would have thought to say like this, the Pasuk says, V'chai, that when somebody goes to the Yoram Miklut, the Pasuk says, V'chai is supposed to keep him alive there. It's a special Indian, the guy goes to Golis, it's not his hometown, it's hard to make a living there, so there's a special mitzvah the people should see, that he should have a panosa there. Rashi says, V'nosa lachas ahorim el v'chai. So I would have thought to say, Ovid leich yusatvei, maybe the master has to support him more, and even let him keep the extra money that he makes. Kamash Mala, know that more than he needs to eat on, the master does not have to give him even the Yoram Miklut, and the rest of the paycheck goes back to the master. But we have no proof yet that the master has a right to tell him, work for me and I won't give you at all. So Mara says, no, for me, Diktoni Sefer, since the Sefer says of this price of Yoram Miklut, Avod Isha shall go to the Yoram Miklut if your wife killed somebody b'shegig. So she has to go to Golis. Halacha is Baalo Chayiv M'Zoinaseho. The husband has to support her. That's the case. So Mechlal, aren't we talking about then, like the Reisha talks about an Eved, is also the same type of a case. The Lo Yomalo, that the husband did not tell her. The Lo Yomalo, the husband, the last case of a husband, that the husband did not tell his wife, work and support yourself. Because it says here the husband has to support her. Because the omelog, as if the husband told his wife, support yourself, bailah my chayiv. Why does the husband have to support his wife? The husband has a right to tell his wife the paycheck that you may keep it and support yourself. So we need the sefer, since the sefer says clearly here that the husband has to support his wife, we're talking about the loyoma law, that the husband did not tell his wife, support yourself. For a normal case, that the husband is supporting his wife. If so, Reishanami, the first case, by the Eved also is the loyomalei, that the master did not tell his Eved, support yourself. And still, it says what? That the paycheck goes back to the master, and the master does not have to feed him. So you see, clearly the master has a right to tell his Eved, work for me and I won't support you. Because the Isha is talking about when the husband is supporting her, because she's not making any money. He didn't tell her, keep the money for yourself. So Eved also, the master did not say, keep the money for yourself, but rather your money comes to me, and still it says the master does not have to support his Eved. So it's a proof the master has a right to tell his Eved, work and I won't support you. Samara says, no. Le'erlam, really I'll tell you, diyomalei, that by the Eved, the master told his Eved, keep the money for yourself, work, and with that money, feed yourself. The Isha, and the Isha is also talking about the same case, where the husband told his wife, you go into your miklat now, work there, and the work that you keep, support yourself. If so, why does the husband have to support her? But the life afka, she's not making enough money there. Samara says, no, for me, the Tani Seifa. There's a third case over there. The Seifa of the Seifa says like this, the Imam, my lord, the husband tells his wife, see, Maestia Dechem Zainasecha, I want you to take the work of your hands for your own food, Rishoy, that the husband has a right to tell his wife, I'm not going to support you, you support yourself. That's the last case of the Mishnah. Mechlav, that should be a proof, the ratio of the Loyama law, that the ratio of the Sefer is when the husband did not tell his wife to keep your own paycheck. And so then the Eved also felt Odin did not tell his Eved to keep his paycheck. So then we should have a proof again that here it says the paycheck goes to the master and he doesn't have to feed him. So you see, I could tell you to work for me without food. So Mara says, no, hokikoma. This is what this last brisa means. V'im misafekes, if she makes enough money, v'omalo, and the husband tells his wife, if she makes a nice size paycheck, and the husband tells his wife, listen, you keep the money for yourself and support yourself, I'm not going to give you food, then he has a right to. Samara says, if that's the case, Misapekis, Maila Maimra, what's the Chiddush? Pshita, we know that already. We had a lot of Gemaras like that. That a husband has a right to tell his wife, you work and keep the money for yourself. If she supports, makes enough money to eat, to live on, so what's the Chiddush then? Samara says, yes, and Ori Miklet still is a Chiddush. Because now at the time, I would have thought to say, Kol Kvoida Bas Melech Panima. It's covered for an Isha to be inside, not to go outside on the streets. So Kamash Malon. So Rashi explains, Bishtaim in your own hometown where you live, people will come to your house to give you work to do. You could do the work inside, that's for Kavadik. But now that your wife had to go to Golis, Tari Miklet, there she doesn't know anybody there. So there she has to go around to people to look for work. That's not Kavadik for the wife to have to go outside to look for work. So I would have thought to say that the husband has to support her. Kamash Mullah know that if she does find, the husband still has a right to tell her, you look for a job, and if you find the job and you make enough money, you keep it and they don't have to give you anything more. So it goes like this. Lema, so therefore, so far we have no proof. What's the law? Can a master tell his Eved, work without pay? So Mura says, Lema Ketanoi. Let's say some Achlagas Tanoi. Sounds like this. Rabbi Shimon Megam Leo Lema. Yochel Eved Lema Le Rabbi. An Eved could tell his master, Vishnei Bitzoris, in a famine year when there's no food around, Oy Panaseni, either feed me this year, or Yetzion Lecheris. Or else let me go out free. That's what Rabbi Shimon Megam Leo says. This Eved Kenani has a right to complain to his master. True, it's a famine year, it's hard panosa this year, but listen, either feed me, or else let me go out free. For Chom Moim Nechom to say no, Horishus Yad Rabbi, that the master has a right to say nothing doing, I'm not going to feed you, and I'm not going to let you go out free. So what's the machloikis here? My love isn't it, Paul Kamiflagi, this is the machloikis. The Mas Sava one old Yochel, the Chom say the master has a right to say, you keep on working, even though I'm not going to give you anything to eat. Who Mas Sava Shimon Gamil holds no, ain't a Yochel, that the master has no right to make him work without feeding him. So therefore, the Eved could say, either feed me or let me go out free. So that's the machlokes. Tomorrow says, no, but Tisbra, is that true? Hi, Oipanasoni, why does the Eved complain back? Like he says, either feed me, or Yatsiyon Lecheris, or else let me go out free. That's not what we should have said. He should have said, Oi Panasani, either you give me food, or Tainli Maisi Yodai, or Bim Panasasi, or else let me keep my paycheck, the meat boiler. That's what he should have said. If the question is if the master could keep their paycheck or not, so that should have been the complaint. That Yom Shimon Gamliel says the Eved has the right to say, either give me my food, or else give me the paycheck. What are we talking about going out free here for? The Yerid, then also, this is Tam Machlokes, if the Eved, if the master could tell his Eved work without pay, Mai Shinor B'Shnei B'Tzaris, why do we have to say in the case of a famine year where there's no food, let it be in a regular year? Ela, I'll tell you this Machlokes is different. Hocha B'Mayaskinon, Diyom Aloi, Tzei Mai Sidechem Zalim Zanasecha. That's true, the master told the Eved, listen, work, and the money that you make, you could feed yourself. But B'Shnei B'Tzaris, we're talking about now, it's a famine year, a hunger year. And loy sofak. So therefore you can understand if you go out to work, you can't make enough money there. So the Eved now cannot make enough money to support himself. So now what's his complaint? Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar. The Eved still has the right to complain. Master, either you feed me or else let me go out free. Why? Ki hechi dichozi li'inshi or marach mi'alai. Like this year I can't support myself. The only way I'm going to live this year is collecting money from tzedakah. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, the Eved as a taina, people won't give me tzedakah, I'm an Eved. So therefore, you master, either you feed me, or you have to let me go out free. In order then, I'll be able to collect tzedakah. For Rabbanan Sarv, the Rabbanan say no, that there's no difference. Man de marachim abnei chori, aev anami ruchim irachim. There's no difference. When you want to go collecting money now, the same person that would give a ben chor and a free person money, would give an Eved kanani yosa money. So therefore, there's no reason that I should free you. That's the machlokes here. The Chum say, look, the master tells him, keep your paycheck. Ah, your paycheck is not enough to support yourself in a hungry year. I'm not machlokes to do anything more for you. What do you have to do? Go around collecting money. Ah, Rav Shimon Gamliel says a svaro, but I can't collect money now that I'm an Eved. I want to be free to collect more money. The Rabbanan say no. The same amount of money you'll be able to collect even though you're an Eved. So far we have no raya. Toshma, come up with another proof. The Amarav. All right, this is new Gemara. We'll stop here. Okay. You're holding off Yud Beis Amar Aleph, like on the bottom. Okay, we're in the middle of the question. If a master, the Yodin, could tell his Eved Kenani, I want you to work for me, but I won't pay you. Can you do it or not? So three lines from the bottom. Toshima, come in here. The Amarav. Rav says like this. Hamakdish yidei avdoi, if an odon, the master, says to his Eved Kenani, what comes out of your hand, the work of your hand, should become hegdish. I want to be makdish, the mais, the yidei avdoi, what comes out the work of the Eved. So the loch is that the hegdish is chal, and therefore, oisoy Eved, this Eved, if he doesn't have food to eat, so what should he do? Lova, he has to first borrow money. With that money he can go and eat. And then he could do work or pareya and pay back the money that he borrowed. So Shema Mina from here it's a proof that Yochol Rav Loimer, a master could tell his Eved, Yochol Rav Loimer li Eved, Asei mi v'yein ezonach. You could work for me and I won't feed you. Because here obviously, since the Hegdish is Chal, the Pshat is that the Maisi Yodayim, what the Eved works, goes to the master. So the master has a right to make it hegdish. Still it says, how does the Eved get food to eat? Not that the master has to feed him, but that the Eved should borrow money and eat, and then he should work and pay it back. So you see, even though the Eved is working for himself, is making his own food, still the master has the right to be makdish to Ma'isi Yadayim. We'll soon see how it works. So Churat Saraya, the Odin could do it. So Gemara says, no, Hocha B'Mayaski, you know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about that the Odon is feeding, supplying his Eved with food. Therefore it's poshid, that what the Eved works goes back to the master. Therefore the master is like a Bailam, an owner on that money, he could be makdishit. So Gemara asks, if so, lamai lova, so for what purpose?